Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of a Praying Husband by Stormy O'Martian is a Christian marriage and devotional book designed to help husbands pray intentionally for their wives. Rooted in evangelical biblical teaching, it presents prayer not as a general spiritual habit, but as a practical discipline for strengthening marriage, protecting relational trust, and seeking guidance for a wife's emotional, spiritual, and personal needs. The book is part of O'Martian's long-running Power of a Praying series, which is widely known for applying prayer to family life and close relationships. This volume combines short reflections, scripture-based encouragement, contributions from Christian men, and guided prayers that address specific areas of a wife's life. Its purpose is both devotional and practical to give readers a structured way to pray with focus and to show how intercession can shape a husband's role within marriage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, prayer as a deliberate practice for strengthening marriage. A central idea in the book is that prayer can be used deliberately to support the marriage relationship rather than remaining a vague spiritual exercise. O'Martian frames prayer as an act of responsibility for husbands, especially in situations where a wife may need encouragement, protection, or wise direction. The book does not treat prayer as a substitute for communication or care, but as a spiritual discipline that works alongside them. This matters because it places the husband in a posture of intercession rather than control, encouraging him to ask for God's help in areas that are often difficult to manage through human effort alone. The structure of the book reinforces this idea by moving through specific concerns instead of offering only broad devotional reflection. That approach gives the reader a method, not just a message. In that sense, the book is less about abstract spirituality than about building a habit of focused prayer that can shape everyday marital attitudes and responses. Secondly, focused intercession for a wife's emotional and relational needs. The book repeatedly emphasizes praying for a wife's desires, emotions, relationships, and broader well-being. This focus gives the text a distinctly relational and pastoral character, since it recognizes that marriage involves more than external responsibilities or visible behavior. By guiding husbands to pray for emotional stability, spiritual direction, and healthy connections, the book treats a wife as a whole person rather than as a role defined only by marriage. That emphasis also helps explain why the book has practical appeal. It offers husbands a way to think more carefully about what their wives may experience internally and socially. The prayers and reflections encourage attention to areas that are easy to overlook, such as fears, priorities, and personal decisions. The result is a model of care that is both spiritual and attentive. Instead of reducing support to problem solving, the book teaches readers to bring specific concerns before God, which can deepen empathy and create a more thoughtful view of marriage. Thirdly, scripture, commentary, and guided prayers as a teaching method. One of the book's defining features is its layered format. Each chapter combines biblical guidance, commentary from well-known Christian men, personal reflections from Stormy O'Martian, and a prayer designed to help the reader respond. This structure makes the book instructional as well as devotional, because it does not simply tell husbands to pray, it shows how to do so in a focused and repeatable way. The inclusion of scripture gives the book theological grounding, while the added voices from Christian leaders broaden its perspective and reinforce the idea that prayer for marriage is a shared spiritual wisdom rather than a private opinion. The personal reflections help connect the spiritual themes to lived experience, making the content accessible to readers who want something concrete rather than theoretical. As a result, the book functions almost like a guided devotional workbook, even when read individually. Its method is important because it lowers the barrier for readers who want to pray more intentionally but may not know how to organize their prayers around marriage-related concerns. Fourthly, a practical resource for men's groups and shared study. Although the book can be read privately, it is also positioned as a resource for men's groups and group study. That aspect matters because it shows the book is meant to shape habits in a communal setting, not only a personal one. In group use, the chapter-by-chapter format can support discussion about spiritual responsibility, marriage, and the practice of prayer in everyday life. The book's straightforward style makes it accessible for readers with different levels of familiarity with Christian devotional writing. It does not depend on complex theology or dense argumentation, which helps it work well as a shared study text. The group dimension also gives the book a broader application husbands can reflect not only on their own marriages, but also on the role of prayer in male fellowship and accountability. By being easy to use in structured settings, the book extends beyond private devotion and becomes a tool for forming habits collectively. This is one reason it has remained relevant within Christian family and men's ministry contexts. Lastly, why the book remains distinctive within Christian marriage literature. The book stands out because it addresses marriage from the husband's side, with a very specific spiritual method prayer, directed toward the wife's life and needs. Many Christian marriage books focus on communication, roles, conflict resolution, or emotional intimacy, but this title centers intercession as the main discipline. That distinction gives it a clear identity within its genre. It also reflects the wider success of Omartian's Power of a Praying series, which has become known for translating broad Christian beliefs about prayer into focused application for family life. The husband-centered format is especially notable because it encourages responsibility without framing marriage mainly as technique or self-improvement. Instead, it places trust in God's involvement in daily marital concerns. The book's lasting appeal likely comes from this combination of clarity, structure, and direct applicability. Readers are not asked to absorb a theory of marriage. They are given a practical devotional framework that can be used immediately. That makes the book different from many marriage titles that are either more analytical or more inspirational, but less usable as a daily prayer guide. In conclusion, The Power of a Praying Husband is best suited for Christian husbands, engaged men preparing for marriage, pastors, men's group participants, and wives who want to give a meaningful devotional gift. Its main value lies in its practical format. It turns prayer for a spouse into a structured discipline tied to specific areas of married life. Readers looking for a book about communication techniques or relationship psychology may find that this title offers something different. It is not primarily a counseling manual, and it does not attempt a broad sociological analysis of marriage. Instead, it gives a spiritually centered way to think about a husband's role through intercession, scripture, and reflection. That makes it especially useful for readers who want a faith-based resource that can be used consistently rather than just read once. Compared with many books in the Christian marriage category, it stands out for its narrow focus and repeatable method. The combination of devotional accessibility, practical prayer prompts, and group study usefulness gives it a durable place among Christian books on marriage and family life. If you would like to support Stormy Omartian, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.